Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good Sunday morning, sports fans all across that globe. Welcome in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. With me, Andy Dorf. You got my partner, too, Mike Wilson. Man, oh, man, what a week it was. The NBA Finals have started. The 2024 French Open and at Roland Garros is at the final right now. We got Zverev and Alcaraz going at it in a great match right now, so we'll keep you posted on that one as it's going and unfolding right behind me as I'm watching it on the television and talking to you on the radio. Gotta love that. Oh my gosh, what a week, what a week. The NHL playoffs also. The Stanley Cup is here, baby. Florida gets out of the gate pretty nice there, and Major League Baseball rocking and rolling. Mike Wilson, good morning, my friend. How are you, brother?
Yeah, I'm doing really good. Yeah, we got a lot to talk about, man. There's a lot going on. This is another little sweet spot that we get during the year with the Stanley Cup, NBA Finals, French Open, you know, all sorts of stuff. So let's get to it, man. I'm ready to go.
Not only that, man, I didn't even mention this, but the NFL, those guys are getting there. They're getting in the camps and things like that. And guys like CeeDee Lamb, he ain't in a show right now, man, because other dudes are getting paid like crazy, and he wants his bag, too. We got to take a pause for the cause. We'll come back with our professor of sports, John Poulter. We'll talk Major League Baseball, and we'll talk that NHL hockey stuff, man. Keep it close, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back, y'all.
Is switching your wireless service to Total by Verizon easy?
Totalmente.
And you get unlimited 5G data? $25 a line for 4 lines on the unlimited plan? At an amazing price? With no contracts? Should you switch to Total by Verizon? Definitely.
Totalmente.
Find a store or switch suavemente at totalbyverizon.com. Monthly rate when you activate without a pay, plus taxes and fees. Discount begins the month after you enroll. Additional terms apply. See website for data management practices.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish at 800-586-7112.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
This is Ron Barr. Be sure to check out Sports Byline and the 8Side Network's outstanding 8-part podcast series, Behind the Barrier, Voices from the Negro Leagues. Hear Willie Mays, Hank Aaron, and others share their stories of the Negro Leagues, the challenges that the players face, and the importance of Negro League baseball to the game's history. Behind the Barrier is available now on the iHeart Podcast Network and all podcast platforms, including Apple, Amazon, Spotify, Stitcher, and Pandora. Check out Behind the Barrier.
Welcome back in, people. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. You got me, Andy Dorf. You got Mike Wilson. And now we're going to hook up with our professor of sports, none other than John Poulter. Comes to us all the way from Toronto, Canada. So, quite naturally, we're going to talk some NHL hockey. And what a better way to get started than Stanley Cup Finals. Game one happened on Saturday, and tell you what, the Florida Panthers, the warm weather team, took it to the Edmonton Oilers. And John Poulter, good morning, my friend. How are you?
Good morning, Andy. Doing very well, thanks. How about you?
No complaints. You noticed the change. You're not hearing Mike tell you, oh, have a great day in the cold weather and this and that anymore, because we're in the abyss of the 100 and whatever, 100 and stupid out here, and he's going to be quiet on that for a while. I'm pretty sure about that. But game one of the Stanley Cup Finals happened on Saturday night, and the Florida Panthers came out with a vengeance. They dominated that game, John. It was an impressive game from start to finish for the Florida Panthers.
Yeah, it was an interesting game because Edmonton came out as we thought they would, trying to turn it into a track meet, and were very aggressive right from the opening faceoff. Could have been up 1-0 very, very early, and when I say very, very early, I mean 35 or 40 seconds into the game. But Bobrovsky made one of his many, many excellent saves over the course of the evening, kept the Oilers at bay. And Florida dealt with them very, very well. They defended well. They dumped the puck out when they had the opportunity. They didn't get too overly aggressive in terms of trying to create chances. They had enough chances of their own. And they took advantage of good shots when they had an opportunity to put the puck in the net, and came away with a 3-0 win, the last goal into an empty net. So let's call it a 2-0 win. But pretty solid performance by the Florida Panthers. Outshot 32-18 on the night, but made their shots count. And it's kind of ironic because we've seen a couple of situations with Edmonton in earlier series where they've been the team with 13, 14, 15 shots, and they've come out the winners. So the Oilers got a little bit of their old medicine last night, but reason number 72, Bobrovsky, was the reason that Florida won that game last night. He was the deciding factor, without a doubt.
Good morning, John, and yes, Andy's right. I'm not going to be bragging about the weather for about 4 or 5 months, probably, but, you know, it just is what it is. That's what you get when you live in the desert, man. This is what you get. Look, yeah, Florida came out, and like you said, they were dominant last night, both ends. On the flip side of that, for game two, what do you think Edmonton is going to see or want to change, make adjustments to even up the series?
I'm not sure they're going to make an awful lot of adjustments, quite frankly. They may make a couple of small part changes, maybe a couple of changes on the third and fourth lines. They might change the defense pairings up a little bit. CeCe and Nurse have looked a little weak on a couple of goals in the last two or three games. Maybe they need to change that pairing and strengthen it up a little bit, even the strength of the defense pairings out a little bit. But quite frankly, I don't see them changing an awful lot. I think Edmonton is going to sit down today and they're going to look at the film of that game and they're going to talk about the fact that they played probably as well as they could. They just had the misfortune to run into an unbelievably hot goaltender on Saturday night, and they have to believe that if they play the same way again, they're going to be in the second game just as much as they were the first, and with the odd break and the odd bounce, things may go their way. So I don't think they're despondent. It's not like they were blown out 8-1 and gave up 5 goals in the first period or something like that, or there was one real weakness that was exposed. I just think Florida played a better team game, and, you know, we've talked about this before, in that Edmonton has a great bunch of individual stars. I'm still not convinced that they are, quote, the best team in the league. They certainly have 3 or 4 of the best players in the league, but we all know that that isn't always the reason for success, or the road to success, I should say. And Florida just beat them at their own game last night, and both teams were well rested, so there was no excuses in terms of one team was more rested than the other. They weren't. One team had been off since Saturday night, one had been off since Sunday night. So I thought it was a pretty even game, quite frankly, and a couple of bounces the other way, and Edmonton may have gone up early, but Bobrovsky came up big, and came up big often, and as I said earlier, he was a huge reason that they won last night.
That's the voice of John Poulter, professor of sports. We're talking Stanley Cup Finals, Florida Panthers and Edmonton Oilers. Panthers up 3. They win the first game 3-0. They're up 1-0 in the series. And you know, you talked a little bit about this earlier, about how Edmonton wants to go out there and make it a track meet. How important is it for Connor McDavid to set the tone for the rest of those guys, maybe get an early goal, maybe set somebody up for an early goal, just something along those lines? How important is Connor McDavid to their success?
I think he's important for a couple of reasons. Number one, he's obviously their best player. Number two, he's their fastest player. Number three is their team captain. He's somebody they all look up to. But he's involved in 99% of what they do offensively. So I didn't think he played that badly last night, quite frankly. And, you know, other than that CeCe Nurse pairing we talked about, I don't think really there was a weak spot on the Oilers. I just think they got caught a couple of times. They killed penalties very well. They've been doing that all playoffs. I think there's 33 or 34 consecutive penalties that they've killed now. So they can afford to play a little bit aggressively, physically, and still be in the game. I think if the puck rolls for the Oilers in that first shift last night, and McDavid gets involved in that first goal, maybe it would have been different. The Oilers get a little bit more confidence in the other team's rink, and who knows what can happen. But I thought it was a pretty entertaining game to watch. And, you know, I'm sure as an Edmonton fan, anybody that sat there as an Edmonton fan would probably sit and look at that and be a little bit despondent, maybe a little bit disappointed. As a neutral, I sat back and I just thought it was a great advert for the game of hockey and a great advert for the finals of one of the major championships in North America.
John, real quick, because we're getting kind of close to the break, playoff Bob, you know, Bobrovsky, you know, he was excellent in the pipes. How long has he been this good? I mean, for the layman NHL fan, is he as hot as it gets in terms of a goalie right now?
Well, he's right now, he's probably one of the best. He had a bit of a checkered career until he got to Florida, and even as recently as last season, he didn't play in the first couple of games in the Boston series last year. Then he came in, shut the door, played really well for the balance of the playoffs, did not have a good final against Las Vegas. I think he probably feels this year he has a little bit to prove, and so far we've seen it. Right now, he's clearly in the top two or three goaltenders in the league.
Yeah, no, he's playing exceptionally well. All right, so how does Edmonton turn this thing around in Game 2, John?
Well, as I said before, I don't really think they have to do an awful lot different, Andy. I think they just have to get a couple of bounces. They have to get the confidence that they can beat Bobrovsky. If they can beat him once, they're going to have it in their head that they can beat him twice. If he comes up and stones them the first three or four good chances they have in Game 2, he's going to be right back in their heads, and we may see more of what we saw on Saturday night. But I'm not really looking for either team to change too much, quite frankly.
Anything about being home or away that might help or hurt one of these teams more so than the other?
No, I don't think so, because keep in mind that in the way the NHL schedule is set up, these teams only played each other twice all season. So there's no familiarity between the two teams. I think Florida won both of the games. One of them was quite early when Edmonton was struggling. So they really don't know each other as well live as they would the teams in their own conference. So I just think we're going to see more of what we have seen. And we've seen so far that road teams have done just as well as home teams have in the course of the playoffs. So I still think it's a toss-up. I still think it's six or seven games, depending on what happens in Game 2. If Edmonton goes home down to nothing, then it's a whole different story. So I think it's probably a more important game for Edmonton to win Game 2 than it is Florida.
What would it mean for Edmonton to get that Stanley Cup championship?
Well, it would mean an awful lot, because Edmonton, the Oilers are really the only major pro sports team in the city of Edmonton. They have the Edmonton Elks in the Canadian Football League, who have not been a very good team the last few years, and the Canadian Football League is certainly not in the same category as the NFL, NBA, Major League Baseball, and hockey.
Right.
So that, plus the fact that it's Canadian, I think it would be huge, but hey, we got two pretty good teams here, and both teams in the post-game interviews acknowledge the fact that, those guys have a good team over there, unquote. So I think everybody knows how big this is, and I think it's going to be a really exciting series. As a neutral, I'm going to sit here and really enjoy it.
Sounds good to me. We got to take a break. We'll come back. We'll talk Major League Baseball. Keep it close. Our professor of sports, John Poulter, it's Mike Wilson and Andy Dorf, and you're hanging out with us here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816.
800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816. Hey, airline travelers. Let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Welcome back in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming at you. Hanging out with our professor of sports, none other than John Poulter. We talk NHL hockey and we talk Major League Baseball. We just got done talking NHL hockey, Stanley Cup Finals, where the Panthers have a 1-0 lead in that series. I just want to say this as well, John. I agree with you. It's going to be a long series. It'll be a 6 or 7 game series. Don't know who's going to win, but hopefully it's just a great hockey like we've been seeing all throughout the playoffs thus far. Speaking of great, the New York Yankees are playing fantastic right now, and so are the Philadelphia Phillies, who both have 45 wins on the season so far. You got the Guardians with 41 victories on the season so far. You got my Milwaukee Brewers with 38 victories. You got the Dodgers with 41. Seattle leading that division with 35 victories or 36, one of the two. Interesting season so far, because I don't think that anybody has really separated themselves other than Philadelphia and New York. John, ultimately, we talk about this a lot. We know this is a marathon. It's not a sprint. And I'm learning more and more each and every day that health is the most important thing, and you need to be healthy at the right time. So getting a lot of victories during the regular season might mean something, and it might not mean something, depending on the situation of team's health, like just being totally honest about it. But with that being said, Philadelphia Phillies and the New York Yankees right now, does that sound like a pretty good World Series to you, if that would be the case, John?
It does, but of course we know that teams don't always have the best record and get to the World Series and don't always win the World Series. We've seen the Atlanta Braves do that for a number of years. We've seen it fairly regularly in baseball the last 10 or 15 years, where the best team in the regular season has not won the World Series. We are, with one or two exceptions, we are starting to see teams sort of spread it out a little bit, though. You know, we're looking at the Dodgers being up 8 games over the San Diego Padres. Your Brewers are up 6.5 over essentially the rest of the division, because they're up by 7 over Pittsburgh and by 7.5 over the Cubs and the Cardinals. And that's a funny division, because about a week or 10 days ago, the Reds were in last place looking pretty awful. Now all of a sudden they're in second place. I think they've won 7 in a row. And, you know, they're giving your Brewers a little bit of a run for their money, but I still think the Brewers are a better team. We talked about Philadelphia being up by 9, and the fact that they're up by 9 over a pretty good baseball team in the Atlanta Braves, I think, is probably says as much about the Phillies as it does about the Braves and their injury situation. But, you know, you don't lose Acuna Jr. and Spencer Strider, your number one offensive player and your number one starter, and expect to stay in the race. So I still think that we're going to see the Braves make some kind of a deal to strengthen that starting rotation a little bit. I'm not saying they'll wait till the deadline. I'm not saying they'll go out and do it next week. But, you know, if you're the Atlanta Braves and you look at being 9 games behind the Phillies and the Phillies playing as well as they are, you can't afford to let that gap get any bigger. You can't let it get to double figures. So I think the Braves have got to go out and do something relatively soon. And, you know, the Seattle Mariners all of a sudden are 5 up over the world champion Texas Rangers in the American League West. So obviously the Mariners playing pretty good baseball too. So we are starting to see a few teams separate. And, you know, the Yankees have been brought back to earth the last couple of nights by the Dodgers. They're now 2.5 over Baltimore. And that Baltimore team is still a pretty good baseball team. They were here in Toronto this week. They won very easily Monday night and Tuesday night, and then they lost 2 close games Wednesday and Thursday. I was a little bit surprised that the Blue Jays did as well as over Baltimore as they did. But after you look at the Yankees and Baltimore, there's a pretty big gap in the rest of the American League East. So those are the two teams that have separated themselves there. But I still think a big surprise is the Cleveland Guardians. They're up by 3 over the equally surprising Kansas City Royals. So baseball's been a little bit of a mixture for me this year, Andy. It's been a little bit of the same old, that is with the Yankees and the Dodgers and the Brewers all being in first place. And it's been a little bit different in terms of teams popping up in the first or second place in each division, a little bit different than we've seen in the past.
John, you know, it's never fun to talk about this, but I mean, the teams that are in last place, you got your Blue Jays. I don't want to open a wound for you there, but you got the White Sox, you got the Angels, you got Miami, St. Louis, Colorado. I mean, you got a bunch of teams that are just out of it, and they've been out of it for a little bit. Who gets fired first? Who do you think pulls the trigger first and tries to reset during the middle of the year, or does anybody do it? Do they wait till the All-Star break? What do you think happens with these teams that are struggling?
Interesting question, Mike, because if you'd have asked me that question a month ago, I would have said that Ollie Marmol was first and second on the list in terms of managers getting fired. I just don't think he's on a very long leash in St. Louis, but you know, that whole division, you know, Cincinnati's in second place, 6.5 games behind the Brewers, and the Cardinals are in last place, 7.5 games behind. So as we've seen in the last 10 days or so, somebody wins 6 out of 10 or 7 out of 10, and all of a sudden they can move around pretty quickly in that division. So I changed my mind a little bit on that. I don't think Skip Schumacher is going to get fired by the Miami Marlins, but I just get this sense that all is not well between him and the front office there. I think he's still very upset over the firing, or the not dismissal, I guess, Kim Ng leaving the organization. I'm not sure he's very happy with the way the organization is moving, the direction it's moving in. I still think he's got a pretty good chance of leaving there and somehow ending up in St. Louis. I just have this gut feeling. The Angels aren't going to make a change because they made one last year. Ron Washington in his first year. The White Sox just continue to struggle, and at what point do you realize it's not the manager, it's the players, or it's the guy putting the team on the field? I sometimes wonder how safe John Schneider is here in Toronto, but, you know, the Blue Jays are only two games under 500. They are 13 out, which is the key figure. But the problem with the Blue Jays is they've got all this offense on paper, but they've got very little offense on the field. You know, they either score one run, as they did on Friday night in Oakland, and gave up a bottom-of-the-ninth leadoff home run to lose the game 2-1, or they go out the next night and score 7, or they'll go out the night after that and score 10. So there's no even, I don't know how to describe it, there's no consistency with the number of runs that the Blue Jays score. They are 2 games below 500. They are in last place, but they're in an extremely competitive division. I don't see Colorado making a change. I thought Colorado would have made a change with Bud Black a number of years ago. I'm surprised he's actually stayed as long as he has. That was a move that I thought probably would have been made last year, maybe even the year before. So it's kind of puzzling. To me, there's no real obvious target. As I say, if you'd have asked me this 3 or 4 weeks ago, I would have said the Cardinals would be the first team to make a change. Now that they're kind of back in that mix and that race to get back into second place behind the Brewers and a potential playoff spot, I'm not so sure that's the answer, but things certainly are not good in St. Louis. And if they are in last place a month from now, I wouldn't be surprised if they do make a change.
That's the voice of John Poulter, a professor of sports. We're talking Major League Baseball. So looking at the wild card race, which is somewhat interesting because I think Baltimore is probably, unless something crazy happens, I'm going to say that Baltimore is a shoe-in to make it. You know, you were talking about the Braves and how they're lacking behind the Philadelphia Phillies, and it makes sense with all the injuries that they've acquired. But with that being said, they are leading the way when it comes to the wild card in the National League. So my question is more of this, though. Is it possible that the American League Central, with Kansas City and Minnesota, could they both wind up? I mean, obviously, again, like I'm saying, I doubt it, but there is potential for two teams from that division. And then if you look at the National League, there is potential for two teams from the West, the National League West, which would be the Padres and the San Francisco 49ers. I'm sorry, San Francisco Giants. What do you think that's possible? Like, could we see two teams from the same division making the wild card?
Yeah, we could. You know, I agree with you that Baltimore looks like a shoe-in right now. I mean, they're 8.5 games up on the Red Sox. That's been a bit of a surprise. I don't see them hanging in there. Texas is a team that still in my mind, is an excellent team on paper. I mean, you don't go from World Series champions to bottom half of the table over the course of a winter. They're only 4 games under 500. They're 3 games out of a wild card spot. Their biggest challenge is that they've got 4 teams to 5 teams to pass to get into one of those wild card spots. So that may become a factor in the National League. I still got to think the Braves are going to get in there somehow. San Diego seems to blow hot and cold. They'll have a real good streak. They'll go 8-2, and then on next time you look, they're 2-8. So They're a very hard team to read. And, you know, then there's a couple of other teams that are just hanging in there. And we talk about the Cardinals not playing very well, but, you know, they're still only a game out of the wild card race. So it's been a funny season, and that's why they have so many teams in the postseason now, is to create this excitement right through to the end of the year. And we've seen that the last couple of years.
All right.
Do you use the expensive blue or yellow pills to charge your sex life? Are you thinking about it? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pills deliver the exact same results for less than $3. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. And right now, radio callers will get 44 blue or yellow pills for $120 with free discreet shipping. You can save more than $700 off pharmacy prices. Charge your sex life now and save a ton of money. Call now and get your 44 pills and save over $700 and qualify for free shipping. Stop overpaying and call right now.
Paid for by Steel Man Pills. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
This report is sponsored by After School Alliance. A million people are rallying for after school as part of the 24th annual Lights On After School, organized by the After School Alliance. The event shines a light on the many ways after school programs engage children and youth by making learning fun and providing educational and enriching activities. After school programs are especially important as students recover from the pandemic, but funding shortfalls have left nearly 25 million kids without the after school programs their parents want for them. Quality after school programs keep kids safe, inspire them to learn, and give parents peace of mind. Alliance Executive Director, Jody Grant.
Every day, after-school programs across our country help students discover their talents, build their confidence, and foster their creativity through enrichment and academic supports. As we continue to recover from the pandemic, it's essential that many more students and families have access to these programs. This year, 8,000 Lights On after-school events will focus on the benefits after-school programs provide.
Visit www.afterschoolalliance.org to learn more about Lights On After School.
Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? We urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D, gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about. Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917.
Welcome back into the people. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming at you. Haven't done this yet, people. You can get at us if you'd like. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. You can always hit us up on the X thing. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, it's Dorf on Sports. IG, it's the real Dorf on Sports there. And again, all the credit to my partner for putting some quality posts out there as of late. The Lawrence Taylor post was hitting pretty well. The other ones that
I think
you put
they've
out
all
there,
hit pretty well.
Yeah, the announcer one, the picking of which quarterback has got to go kind of thing. So, yeah, check out the page, people, Dorf on Sports, and get involved with the conversation, or you know what, strike up a conversation, because whatever's on your mind, it's on our mind as well. Speaking of that, I know this is on your mind, and for crying out loud, it's been 40-plus minutes, and we haven't had a chance to dive into this, which, thank God, because that first game wasn't so pretty for the Dallas Mavericks. They laid an egg in game one of the NBA Finals, but with that being said, I will give credit where credit is due. The Boston Celtics came out and they were 1,000% ready to play. And any questions about Porzingis, I think those were answered immediately with his 18-point first half and the way that he played the game and made such a huge difference for them out on the floor. Got to like what you saw from your Boston Celtics, huh?
Well, of course. Yeah. The big question mark for me was certainly Porzingis. What was he going to look like? Was he going to show some rust? Obviously, they did have him on a minute count, you know, kind of a pitch count kind of thing during the game. But he made the most of it. I mean, what, he scored 18 points in the first half. He was literally just shooting over the top of people. He was blocking shots. He was active on the defensive end. A couple times he took it to the rim, got some dunks, got some easy baskets. He looked like, you know, people, he was the first unicorn, you know, with all this unicorn talk. He can pass, he can shoot, he can do all this, do that, and the other thing. He showed why people would call him a unicorn the other night. So it was good to see. I didn't like how a 29-point lead got down to 8. That part of the Celtics kind of – that drives me absolutely batty that you can lose a lead. Not that they didn't lose the whole lead, but you get what I'm saying. They let Dallas kind of have some air, and you just got to keep stepping on their throat and give them no air because that's a team. They're a very good team. Obviously, they're in the NBA Finals. That if you give them a little bit of air, they're gonna suck the oxygen out of the room for you, and then you find yourself in a spot that you don't want to find yourself in. So, Drew Holiday played solid. Tatum was big on the boards. Jaylen Brown, Jaylen kind of took it upon himself. He didn't have a huge amount of points, but I mean, I think he had 22, 23. but he had a couple of blocks. He had some shots. He had some other things that he was doing out there on the court, you know, defending Luka, stripping him a couple of times, making life a little rough for him. And he was certainly kind of the catalyst, in my opinion, for the Boston Celtics the other night.
What I saw from the Boston Celtics was just balance, like unbelievable balance. Yeah. If you look at their scoring, which, by the way, Porzingis played 21 minutes, scored 20. And yeah, we both said he scored 18 in the first half and just had a huge impact on that first half and obviously the game in general. But the balance is what is so impressive to me about the Celtics, because to your point, it wasn't a night where Tatum and Brown scored 30 apiece, you know, 16 from Tatum and 22 from Brown. Brown was the leading scorer for the Boston Celtics, came up with a couple of big block shots like you're talking about. Derek White hit some timely threes for them like he does. Jrue Holiday gave him 12 points. Old man Al, you know, he hit a couple of big shots for them. So they got the balance that they expect to get. And that's how the Boston Celtics, if you ask me, my friend, that's how they're going to continue to win basketball games in this series. If it becomes too much Tatum and Brown in ISO ball, I think that's where Dallas can gain an advantage. And, you know, if you look at the box scores, you know, sometimes the box scores tell you nothing, and sometimes the box scores tell you everything. Okay, so it tells me everything in this game because, like I said, first and foremost, you saw the balance that I told you about with the Boston Celtics. Six guys in double figures, okay? Like, come on, man. That's about as good as it gets, okay? So you look at the other side of the ball, three guys in double figures, and there was a big separation because one guy scores 30 points, and I'm talking about Luka, which, by the way, got to give Luka credit. Luka comes to play all the time. He may not start the game all that great, but for some reason, it does seem like he does have a final say in like how his play is, and you watch him throughout a game, and he gets better, okay? That wasn't the case for Kyrie Irving, who shot 6 of 19 and scored 12 points, and then P.J. Washington was the other guy that scored in double figures, and he actually played pretty well, scoring 14 on 5 of 11 shooting. So they need to get a lot more from Kyrie. He can't play like that. And there's something going on mentally with him when he's playing the Boston Celtics, because at the end of the day, my friend, he's been atrocious against them ever since leaving Boston. So I don't know if it's like he has this some kind of remorse inside of him or whatever it is, but he needs to forget about whatever those feelings are, and he needs to act like he's playing against anybody or anybody else besides the Boston Celtics, because whatever that mental hurdle is that he needs to get over with playing this team, he needs to get over it absolutely immediately. So, and if he doesn't, this could be a shorter series than I once thought. So Dallas has to come out today and play one hell of a basketball game. They need to get balance, and they need to join Luka in what Luka is trying to do. Luka was the best player on the floor the other day, okay? But it didn't matter. Like, it just didn't matter because of the balance of your Boston Celtics.
No, I will absolutely agree with the balance. And that's you're exactly right. When Boston has six different guys in double figures, and here's a stat that I heard that was pretty crazy. They had seven different guys that made two or more three-pointers. Okay, yeah, Sam Hauser was hitting threes, and when he hit threes, he can go unconscious. That guy can just rattle threes off like crazy. But when you're hitting threes like that, you're playing pretty solid defense, but at the end of the day, it's balance, and you had all these guys in double figures. That means the ball is moving. You're getting easy shots. You're getting into the lane. You're getting little bunnies at the rim, and you're basically making life hell on the other team. So I expect the Dallas Mavericks today to come out and play some pretty inspired basketball. I mean, they got embarrassed a little bit the other night, and I don't think they don't want that to happen again. But I think Boston will come out just as inspired. They want to get up 2-0, get halfway home, and really put this series in jeopardy for the Dallas Mavericks. If they get that balance, if Porzingis keeps playing the way he did in the game one, I mean, this could be a wrap fairly quick. This could be a 5-game series if you're getting this kind of stuff out of Porzingis. But that remains to be seen, obviously. It's the second game. Let's see how he responds. He has a few days off. He can get more rehab on that calf. He can do all sorts, you know, and take it easy a little bit. But I expect Dallas to kind of come out and really kind of play with their hair on fire a little bit. And Boston just has to match that energy.
I think it really boiled down to the fact that Boston shot better from the field. We're talking about consistency. We're talking about the balance, right? We know they take a lot of three-pointers. But with that being said, they shot nearly 40% from three-point range, okay? That's really good.
Right.
In comparison, the Dallas Mavericks shot a whopping 25% from three-point land, okay? So they make 7 three-pointers. Your Boston Celtics make 16. Okay, so that's a difference of 9 right there. That's 27 points, my friend, okay? That's a lot of points to make up, okay? And then you look at the two-point baskets where Dallas shot 41%, and quite frankly, they were in the 30s for most of the game, so they wound up obviously getting some shots there late at the end of the game, and Boston shoots almost 50% from the field, 47 and change, right? Again, sometimes the box scores, they lie to me, okay? But sometimes the box scores tell me everything. And what this is telling me is that Boston was really ready. They were geeked up for game one. I'll be really interested to see if they have the same kind of intensity for game two as they did in game one. Right. And then on the other hand, I'm going to see if Dallas looks like they're more in, like the first few minutes of the game, I was like, okay, we got a game, but Boston just kind of kept their intensity, whereas Dallas really, they had trouble keeping the intensity, and I think a lot of it honestly had to do with the fact that Kyrie was struggling so badly, right? And when he's struggling that badly, it's all on Luka, okay? And I'm not saying Luka can't manage that and he can't handle it. He can, but we've watched the two of them throughout the postseason, and it's been like, okay, you got it this time, I got it this time, you got it this time, I got it this time. It's been a back and forth kind of thing. And here's something that I want to get more into with you as we continue talking about this, because I see we're coming up against the break here. You know, matchups are everything when you talk about sports in general. Like, sports in general are all about matchups. And I figured that Luka, and we did see it to a certain degree, okay, because you see that Tatum and Brown didn't go off. Like, they didn't have 30-point nights, right? They had a 16-point night and a 22-point night. So my point is I have a little bit of a feeling that their numbers were down due to the fact that they had to guard and defend Luka, and they really put the clamps on Kyrie. But on the other hand, it takes a little bit away from them on the offensive side, and we saw that. Can Dallas capitalize on that? That's the real question. I hear the music. We'll take that break, and you think about that during the break, and give me a little response on the other side. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739. Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A+ BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service, featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. That's 800-867-6917.
Welcome back in for the final time this hour here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson. You got me, Andy Dorf. Get at us, 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. You can always hit us up on the X thing. For Mike, Pigskin Opinion, me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's the real Dorf on Sports there. What did you think about my last comment about a little bit noticing that Tatum and Brown's scoring was down? Again, they didn't need to score a lot, but did that have anything to do with the fact that they were putting in some serious work on the defensive side of the ball, in your opinion?
Oh, yes. I think that's it. You know, look, it wasn't, you know, Jason Tatum, it wasn't a work of art in game one, but you can't deny that he wasn't effective when he was out there. Like, he had close to 9 or 10 rebounds. He only had 16 points, but he was working really well on the defensive end. Jaylen Brown, to me, Jaylen's always been my favorite player since he's been on Boston, because he's an offensive threat, obviously. He can put up 30 a game, but he can also guard the toughest guy on the other team. He's a great two-way guy. He's big, he's strong, he's long. He's athletic, and I think going into game two, here's what the thing is with Jaylen Brown. Ever since Marcus Smart left to get Porzingis to town, he's kind of taken the mantra of trying to be the voice in the locker room, trying to be the Marcus Smart type of leader in the locker room. He's certainly been more vocal this year than he's ever been. So I think going into game two, there's going to be a lot of, you know, Jalen even said, he's like, look, let's not get cute. It's only been one game. Like, let's get after it, guys. We got to keep this up.
All right, man, I hear that music. So do you. It means we got to take a pause for the cause. Hour one is in the books. Hour two on the horizon. And Zverev with the lead in this match right now, up 2-1 on Alcaraz. They're in the fourth set right now. We will definitely keep you posted on that. Hour one in the books, though. Hour two on the horizon. He's Mike Wilson. I would be Andy Dorf. This is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back, everybody. Keep it close.
USA News, I'm Jen Gelber. Rates of uninsured minorities are reportedly dropping. The Health and Human Services Department says between 2010 and 2022, the uninsured rate among Black Americans went from over 20% to just under 11%. Among Latinos, the rate went from nearly 33% to 18%. The report credits the Affordable Care Act, or Obamacare, which went into effect in 2010. The May jobs report is exceeding expectations. Today's report shows 272,000 jobs added last month, well above predictions of around 190,000. The unemployment rate wasn't much changed at 4%, just a tick up from 3.9%. The ongoing heat wave that has been engulfing much of the West with triple-digit temperatures is expected to persist through the weekend and into next week. USA's John Schaefer has the details.
Temperatures are predicted to soar to their highest levels since last summer across parts of interior California and Oregon and the Rockies, impacting a dozen states. Friday marked the peak for cities like Phoenix and Las Vegas, where temperatures are 10 to 15 degrees above average. Salt Lake City will experience highs in the 90s over the weekend, while Boise could approach the 100-degree mark.
There are more than 800 murder cases across the country in the past several decades, which are somehow connected to long-haul truck drivers. That's according to the information included in the FBI's Highway Serial Killings Initiative. Right now, there are 25 trucker serial killers in prison, with over 450 others being investigated. Former Assistant FBI Director Frank Figliuzzi spent a year in a semi-truck researching the matter. Speaking to News Nation this week, he said that an isolating lifestyle may play a part. This is USA News.
The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? It's basically a towel that's leaving you out to dry. That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually dry you. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the radio listener special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty, and they have a 60-day money-back guarantee. To receive this amazing offer on the six-piece set of MyPillow towels, just go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is getting an apology from President Biden over the delay in U.S. military aid. Biden met with Zelensky in Normandy, France, where world leaders gather to mark the 80th anniversary of the D-Day landings. Biden vowed that the White House is thoroughly backing Kyiv in its war against Russia and unveiled another $225 million aid package during the meeting. Sugar-free doesn't mean problem-free. USA's Corey Myers has the details.
According to a new study, the low-calorie sweetener xylitol, used in many reduced sugar foods and consumer products such as gum and toothpaste, may be linked to nearly twice the risk of heart attacks, stroke, and death in people who eat a high level of the sweetener. That sweetener can cause blood to clot more quickly, triggering a heart attack or stroke.
Newly released documents related to the O.J. Simpson murder case shed light on the FBI's involvement in the investigation. Friday, the agency made public 500 pages connected to the case, revealing, among other details, that agents traveled to Italy to examine Bruno Magli's shoes. These shoes were reportedly worn by Simpson during the 1994 murders of Nicole Brown Simpson and Ronald Goldman. Simpson was acquitted of the criminal trial in 1995, but was subsequently found liable for wrongful death in a 1997 civil court case. I'm Jen Gelber, USA News.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, good afternoon, and maybe even good evening, people. Welcome in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson. You got me, Andy Dorf. Tons to talk about in the sports world as French Open finals are happening right now. Roland Garros, they're getting a true treat as I believe we're going to get a five-setter this morning, Mike. Zverev getting the second and third set. Alcaraz got the first, and now Alcaraz up 2-0 in the fourth set, looking like he wants to make this thing a five-setter. And quite frankly, when it comes to sports, you know the two things that I love to hear, which are Game 7 and, quite frankly, in tennis, when you get a major, five-setter, it's basically the same damn thing. Obviously, NHL Hockey Stanley Cup Finals going on right now. The Panthers on top, 3-0 over Edmonton. Baseball in full throttle. My Milwaukee Brewers playing fantastic. I do want to talk some NFL football because guys are getting paid. So I do want to talk to you a little bit about that. But tons on my mind, brother. Are you ready to rock and roll this hour or what?
Oh, absolutely. I'm ready to rock and roll. More NBA talk. We can talk your French Open. We can talk whatever you want to talk about, man. Let's do it.
And Scottie Scheffler back on top of a leaderboard. What a shock there, right? No surprise at all. All right, we'll take a pause for the cause. We'll come back, baby. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. Keep it close, y'all.
is switching your wireless service to Total by Verizon easy.
Totalmente.
And you get unlimited 5G data. $25 a line for 4 lines on the unlimited plan. Total. At an amazing price. Total. With no contracts. Total. Should you switch to Total by Verizon? Definitely.
Totalmente.
Find a store or switch suavemente at totalbyverizon.com. Monthly rate when you activate without a pay, plus taxes and fees. Discount begins the month after you enroll. Additional terms apply. See website for data management practices.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish.
800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish at 800-586-7112.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
This is Ron Barr. Be sure to check out Sports Byline and the 8 Side Network's outstanding 8-part podcast series, Behind the Barrier, Voices from the Negro Leagues. Hear Willie Mays, Hank Aaron, and others share their stories of the Negro Leagues, the challenges that the players face, and the importance of Negro League baseball to the game's history. Behind the Barrier is available now on the iHeart Podcast Network and all podcast platforms, including Apple, Amazon, Spotify, Stitcher, and Pandora. Check out Behind the Barrier.
Welcome back in. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. You got Mike Wilson, you got Andy Dorf, and you got the French Open Final. Fourth set right now. Alcaraz up 3-0. And Z kind of looks like he's gearing up for a fifth set. I'll be honest with you. That's kind of what I see out of this guy's body language right now, Mike Wilson. But again, what a true treat when you can get 5 sets of tennis on a Sunday morning for the final. Alcaraz looks to have a lot more energy all of a sudden, and Zverev looking kind of tired as they are, I don't know, pretty close to 3 hours into this thing, and we'll probably be looking at somewhere around 4, maybe 4 hours plus of running around and chasing a little yellow ball. So, hey, I love seeing that stuff. Anyways, a lot going on, obviously, as we all know. NBA Finals, a game later on today, Boston looking to take a 2-0 lead and Dallas looking to make this a 1-1 tie going back to Dallas. And a lot needs to change for them, if you ask me, as far as that goes, for them to be able to get a victory. I want to slide away from all that for a moment, and I do want to talk to you a little bit about some NFL football, because guys are getting paid like crazy. What did you think of the contract Jefferson just got from the Minnesota Vikings, and what does that do for the rest of those guys out there, you know, the Brandon Ayuks of the world, the CeeDee Lambs of the world? Like, how much more money are those guys going to get because of what Jefferson just got?
Well, here's the way I look at it. Jefferson and his agency and his agent, whatever, kind of they set the market a little
right.
bit. They gave CD Lamb, they gave Brandon Ayuk's camp an idea of possibly what they could get. Now, they're not going to get, look, Jefferson, to me, he's one of the best receivers in the game, if not the best receiver in the game right now. CD yep. Lamb and Ayuk, they're great, but they're not Jefferson. So they can kind of gauge, their agencies can kind of gauge, all right, if Jefferson got this, my guy is worth at least this. And like you and I always say, Andy, you're worth what someone's willing to pay you. So, you know, those guys are going to go out and try to maximize their dollars. But they have to have the reality check of, okay, I'm not going to get as much as Jefferson, but I'm still going to get some pretty damn good money compared to the average Joe like you and me, you know, out there, you know, working our jobs. But, you know, certainly Jefferson is worth the money. The guy is going to give J.J. McCarthy and all those other quarterbacks up there in Minnesota a reason to throw. And I think at the end of the day, when, you know, you draft a J.J. McCarthy from Michigan as your first pick, you're going to help his development because he's going to have a legit number one guy to throw to. And the last thing that you wanted to do was stunt the growth of your young quarterback that you just drafted by not having anybody in that receiver room that he can throw to. That's a legit one that can game break a lot of things for a rookie like J.J. McCarthy during the year. So I think the result of signing him is going to be a benefit to their young quarterback as well.
Minnesota feels pretty good about their future. They feel like they have a quarterback that can be there for a while. And, you know, like you're saying, you might as well put some pieces around this guy to give him opportunity to succeed, a lot like what they've done in Chicago with Caleb Williams. And we'll right. see how all that turns out for him. But they definitely gave him some offensive weapons that they did not give to Justin Fields. So that's another point I want to bring up. Quarterbacks like Tua, your guy in Miami there, he showed up, okay? And he's also kind of going through the quarterback contract situation like my guy Jordan Love in Green Bay is. And, dude, we're talking about bars being set. I think Jordan Love is going to set that bar. And I have a weird feeling it's going to be like 60 mil, my friend, which is insane to think about. But I think they paid him $10.5 million last year, right? Or maybe he's
yeah.
getting $10.5 million this year. So when you think about that kind of an increase, but at the end of the day, you made a great point. I mean, it's all about like market setters, right? So Justin Herbert has said it. Deshaun Watson has said it. Right? Like there's been so many guys that have set the bar. And the bar just keeps getting raised each and every year by more and more people. So what is the bar for Jordan Love? I have a feeling he's going to be the highest paid quarterback. So what do you think he gets? Does he get 60 mil? And how much of that here's the other part. Hold on. Here's the other part of it is how much of it is going to be guaranteed as well. And that's
right.
a big thing with all of these guys at any position, whether it's wide out, running back, quarterback, whatever. Right. So like how much does he get guaranteed and how much does he get a year in your opinion?
You know, that is a very good question. You know, to me, Jordan Love, I don't know what it is, Andy, up there in Green Bay. They know how to develop quarterbacks. I mean, you guys have been spoiled with Brett Favre to Aaron Rodgers. Now, you know, if Jordan Love can keep progressing and keep getting better and you know, what we've seen, what we saw over the last half of the season last year, certainly provided some inspiration, certainly provided some, okay, this kid can play, and he's not, it's not going to be that long before we're talking about Jordan Love and the records that he's studying and all those types of things. As far as his contract, it's insane to think that someone could reach $60 million being paid to play quarterback. I think it's in that 55 to 60. I mean, it's insane. I mean, it's just crazy because you and I grew up in a time where, you know, we Dan Marino, Joe Montana, you know, some of these greats, you know, Brett Favre. Imagine if those guys were around, what they would be getting paid. It would be just astronomical. But, look, we're talking about a different time. We're talking about different type of money that's generated within the league. I think he's in that 55 to 60 range. I think Tua will be slightly below that in terms of the market. So he's, you know, Tua to me, I'm telling you, man, I just get me a playoff win. You know, I don't care how much he's getting paid, but at the end of the day, I want to see my team go beyond the first round, you know, barely make the playoffs and get bounced in the first round, you know, in some cold weather city again. Like, get me a playoff win, get the weapons down there, do what you have to do, spend the money, you know, whatever you got to do. But I think Jordan Love will be in that 55 to 60 range. I think Tua is going to be below that. But at the end of the day, for both the Green Bay Packers and the Miami Dolphins, they are deals that they have to get done. And they can't take a chance on these guys walking, because if they walk, you just set your organization back 10 years at least.
Yeah, neither one of them are going to let that happen. And, you know, a guy that did get paid, and I know we're up against a break here in a moment, so I'm just going to throw this out there because obviously it's a little bit about the local team here with the Arizona Cardinals. Kyler got his money. He got his bag a little while back. He got hurt.
Yeah.
He got hurt. Then he came back, and to be honest with you, I thought he looked a lot more mature when he returned from that injury. It gave him some time to kind of sit back and take the game in a little bit more. I'm wondering what your thoughts are about the opportunity he has with a really qualified wide receiver Marvin Harrison Jr., who seems to be really opening eyes here in Arizona with his work ethic. So we'll talk a little bit more about this on the other side. But listen, Andy Dorfer, if you're hanging out with us here on the Dorfer Weekend Edition, we'll be right back.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816.
800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Everybody, welcome back. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. You got Mike Wilson, you got Andy Dorf. You could get involved if you'd like to. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. You can always get at us on the X thing. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, it's Dorf on Sports. IG, it's going to be the real Dorf on Sports there. And later in this fourth set now, it's 4-1 Alcaraz. First set, Alcaraz 6-3. Second set and third set both go to Z. And I think we're going to have a pretty awesome five-set match in just a little bit. So, again, I'll keep you posted on that for the next half hour or so as we will be done with the show at the top of the hour. But you heard me say something about the local team here as we were taking our break about Kyler, and I've seen some maturity out of him. I really have, and you know me, man. I'm a truth sayer, so I try to look at things very objectively without getting my heart too involved in things. And believe me, when it comes to the Arizona teams, I can do that very easily. Kyler has shown me some maturity, though, Mike, and I like what I'm seeing out of him. He says the right things. It seems like he's become more of a student of the game over the past couple of years. And like I said, maybe that had something to do with the fact that he was able to sit out for a while and kind of take it all in from a different perspective and slow things down. Because, like, dude, what I always tell people out on the court, okay, is I try to tell them that, like, first and foremost, sports are a metaphor for life, okay? They just are. Because what happens in your arena is, quite frankly, a lot of what happens in the real world to me. So what I always try to tell people, and my philosophy on any game, whether it would be basketball, baseball, football, hockey, you get it, tennis, whatever, is to play at your pace and to play under control at your pace and to stay in things mentally. I really feel like I've seen a great maturity from Kyler and the ability to slow things down a little bit. So now they give him Marvin Harrison Jr., who is showing everybody out here right now that his work ethic is, like, beyond ridiculous. And they're like, they basically have to tell this guy to leave, okay? Like, for real. Which, you know, as a rookie coming into this league, I have to think that your teammates are seeing that and they're like, wow. This dude he really is legit. He doesn't just walk the walk. He talks the talk. He does it all. He lets his game kind of do the talking for him, right? And he lets his work ethic do the talking for him. All right, with all that being said, my friend, what are your real expectations for the Cardinals? Because according to Kyler Murray, I heard him say this the other day. His expectations, and again, man, every team needs to go into it feeling a certain way. Okay, you have to feel like you have a shot. But I heard him say this, and he expects or wants the Cardinals to be a Super Bowl-like contending team. Is that possible for these guys?
No. Football, we look at football in a vacuum in terms of what did you do last year? What have you done the last few years? Arizona hasn't done anything. Like it's almost borderline embarrassment in terms of what they've done. And Kyler's had his own questions about his maturity. Are you into video games more than you are into, you know, the whole watching the film and video games and all that kind of stuff? He has to overcome that. And the easiest way to overcome that is, like you said, okay, he's starting to show some maturity. He's starting to be, you know, take his job a little bit more seriously. And, you know, when you're pretty much gifted the best receiver in this draft class in Marvin Harrison Jr., you got to feel like you can do some special things. Football is the one sport where it's, if 11 guys aren't on the same page, you ain't winning. It's the ultimate team game. Everybody knows that. And for right now, I mean, shoot, you look in your own division. You got the San Francisco 49ers. You got the LA Rams. To a certain extent, I mean, look, Seattle can cause you some problems. And then you got, you know, you have the rest of your schedule. So until they show me that things are changing, that their mentality, the way they approach the game, practice, film sessions, all that stuff has changed, in my mind, it hasn't. Show me what you can do by proving it on the field. And then the fans, not that the fans don't come to their games, but they'll be more inspired. It'll be a hotter ticket. You know, those type of things to happen for the Arizona Cardinals. But until Kyler shows me, I don't necessarily buy into it just yet.
Looking at their own division, like you said, I think the Rams are going to be better. We know the 49ers are pretty good. I think Seattle could be in a little bit of a transition.
Sure.
So if there is one team that maybe is, in my opinion, is a little bit off the wall here a little bit, right? Like I think Seattle's that team, and I think the Cardinals are going to improve, Mike. I really do. I think they're going to be better. Here's my question about them, okay? Can they sustain? Because didn't we see them get out to like a 7-1 or 8-1 season at one point, and then all of a sudden the wheels fell off for them? So to me, it's more about can they maintain a high level of play for an entire season. And again, like I say this for every freaking sport, and it's sad, but you have to be healthy at the right time. Okay. And more so than not these days, we see teams and guys getting hurt at the wrong time. So the only way that you can sustain greatness is to have everybody available, right? And that's been a huge issue for the Cardinals as well, is they haven't been healthy. So, health. Can they stay healthy, Mike?
That's the key. I mean, it's always the key. Injuries are the great equalizer with everything. You could have the greatest team, but if you got some major injuries to some major players, then you are, in lack of a better term, Andy, you're screwed. You know, that's hard to come back from in a football sense. But you take a look. You take a look at what the Cardinals have to do to start the season. Their first six games, Andy, they play the Bills, They play the Rams. They play the Lions. And that's right out the gate. Those are the first three games that they play. They got to play Bills, Rams, Lions. They get the Commanders, and then they play the 49ers in back-to-back weeks. They play the 49ers and the Packers back-to-back on the road. And that is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 out of the first six games. They're playing what? They have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 playoff teams. So if they're going to improve, they're going to have to improve really, really quick, because those are some quality teams right out the gate in the first half of the season.
Yeah. No, I mean, but look, like I said, it seems like they play better football early in the season than late in the season. And if you're playing against those teams like you're talking about, I mean, dude, it sounds to me like a great opportunity for them to come out and show people, yeah, we are for real this season. We can battle with the best of them. And I look at their division, man, like the 49ers, I think they're only going to get better and better and better. I think there's something about the way that the Rams played last year that makes me think that they're going to get a little bit better this year. It's really about the Cardinals showing up and being a quality football team for the whole season. What are your expectations for the LA Chargers with the new coach there and maybe maximizing and reaching Justin Herbert's real potential?
The Chargers to me are an enigma because they have talent, man. Like you and I both know, they got talent. They got Herbert at quarterback. They've had a good receiving, you know, core there. Keenan Allen is gone. He's gone to Chicago, so that takes a weapon away. You got Harbaugh, the big hoopla with him coming in. We know that Harbaugh loves to run the ball. So I would imagine that is going to be a major facet of the game. But you also have one of the best young quarterbacks in Justin Herbert under center or in shotgun. So it's going to be interesting to see how they kind of balance that run game with the talent and the cannon that Justin Herbert has.
I agree. All right, my friend, let's take another pause for the cause. We'll come back and maybe we'll get back into the NBA and kind of think about what could happen later on this afternoon with the Celtics and the Dallas Mavericks going at it in game two. Keep it close. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, you're hanging out with us here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Do you use the expensive blue or yellow pills to charge your sex life? Are you thinking about it? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pills deliver the exact same results for less than $3. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. And right now, radio callers will get 44 blue or yellow pills for $120 with free discreet shipping. You can save more than $700 off pharmacy prices. Charge your sex life now and save a ton of money. Call now and get your 44 pills and save over $700 and qualify for free shipping. Stop overpaying and call right now.
Paid for by Steel Man Pills. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
This report is sponsored by After School Alliance. A million people are rallying for after school as part of the 24th annual Lights On After School, organized by the After School Alliance. The event shines a light on the many ways after school programs engage children and youth by making learning fun and providing educational and enriching activities. After school programs are especially important as students recover from the pandemic, but funding shortfalls have left nearly 25 million kids without the after school programs their parents want for them. Quality after school programs keep kids safe, inspire them to learn, and give parents peace of mind. Alliance Executive Director, Jody Grant.
Every day, after-school programs across our country help students discover their talents, build their confidence, and foster their creativity through enrichment and academic supports. As we continue to recover from the pandemic, it's essential that many more students and families have access to these programs. This year, 8,000 Lights On after-school events will focus on the benefits after-school programs provide.
Visit www.afterschoolalliance.org to learn more about Lights On After School.
Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? We urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D, gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about. Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917.
Everybody, it is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson. You got me, Andy Dorf, and we got that five-setter I've been talking about all morning long as Alcaraz and Zverev are just starting the fifth set. So we will keep you posted as well as we can while we are on the air. Going to be a good fifth set. I truly think that this one could be tight, like a 6-4 final set for somebody. Anyways, just thinking about the NBA Finals, which obviously happen later on today, 5 o'clock our time, game 2 of the best of 7 with the Boston Celtics and the Dallas Mavericks. What's got to change for the Dallas Mavericks to go back to Dallas 1-1, and what doesn't change for the Boston Celtics to go back 2-0 to Dallas?
I'll start with Boston. To me, Boston just has to match the energy and play with their hair on fire, just like Dallas is going to do. Dallas has to play that way, otherwise they're going to go back to Big D down 0-2, and they don't want to do that, obviously. They have to do the same thing, move the ball, get in the lane, kick the ball. They got to put three-pointers up. I mean, it's part of their thing. With Porzingis, you got to imagine that his minutes are going to be roughly the same, maybe a little higher, depending on how he's feeling. But with Porzingis, I think they got to do the same thing. Get him just to walk his defender down to that 10 to 15 foot range at the elbow on the free throw line. Let him kind of decide, can I just shoot right over the top of this guy who's like 6 inches shorter than me? Can I spin and take it to the rim for a dunk? You know, can I kick it out? Those kind of things. But like I said, with Boston, I think it just has to stay the same. They just have to match the energy. Dallas, they got to get stopped. They got to play better defense. They got to play better on. They got to get defensive rebounds, because there was a bunch of times last game where Boston's running down balls, getting the offensive rebounds, getting more possessions, those types of things. Kyrie obviously has to have a better game, and I do think you hit it on the head, and I'm fully aware of this as well. You know, ever since he left Boston, it's been. I don't know. Boston has lived in his head rent free. He's 0-11 against Boston since he left Boston a few years ago. So he has to play better. Luka's gonna do what Luka's gonna do, and he's gonna get his. I have no doubt about that. But as a collective team, Dallas just has to play better on the defensive end. Their role players have to play better. And, you know, that's the tough thing. I mean, the thing is, the rumor is, Andy, and they always talk about it, role players play better at home. So if they go back 0-2, those role players back in Dallas will probably play better. But right now the task is don't go back 0-2. We got to get the split. So we got to have all hands on deck today, defensively, offensively, to see if they can get a win. But Boston, I think, to me, has to match the energy and just play the way they did the other night. If they play the way they did the other night and Porzingis has 20 again or 22, 23 points, it's going to end up very well for them in the end.
Boston has a tendency of being a little complacent after getting a victory. It'll be really – again, that's why I'm intrigued, I'm interested to see – the intensity level from the tip. Does Boston come out the same way? And I agree with you, man. Like, a big part of their success is shooting three-pointers. And in the beginning of game one, they came out and they weren't hitting the three. And maybe that's why Dallas looked to me like they were going to be in that game, at least for the first 5 minutes of the game. Because when Boston came out struggling and just jacking up three-pointers, Dallas was unable to go on the other side and score themselves when you think about it. So I really want to see if Dallas can go there and maintain a certain level, which they've done throughout the – like, dude, think about what they did against these other teams. You know, they played Minnesota so well that they made Ant look pretty pedestrian, to be honest with you, where he was out there killing guys in every other series. And you know, I mentioned to you maybe before the series started how important I thought Lively and Gafford could and would be in this series. That they have absolutely destroyed everybody else. Here's the difference, though, with Boston, if you ask me. What do their bigs do extremely well? They can take those guys away from the basket. And it's not like okay, if you think about the guys that Minnesota had, right, that they were throwing at Dallas, it was Naz Reid who can go away from the basket. It's Karl Anthony Towns who can go away from the basket. But here's the thing. Those guys don't hit the shot with as much accuracy as a Porzingis does because he likes taking that three from the top of the key. You don't see Zingy taking corner shots a lot. Like, you just don't see that.
No.
That's where Al Horford comes in, right? Like, so what I'm saying is how they go about it with getting them to space the floor, it's a little bit different than what they have seen so far. My big question is, will Jason Kidd make the adjustments to the way that Boston spread you out versus the way that Minnesota was spreading them out, right? Like, there's differences in how Boston goes about it versus the other guys and how they went about it. So this is where coaching comes in. We're going to find out how good of a on-the-fly adjustment maker Jay Kidd is now that he's had a couple of days to soak in what happened from game one. And again, maybe a lot of this stuff gets cured just by the fact that they go out and they make more shots than they did in game one. Because like I told you, man, their shooting was relatively atrocious, okay? It was pretty bad. So you can't go out there and expect – like when you get doubled up by the other team as far as your percentages go, you're probably not going to do all that well. And when you shoot – when you make nine less three-pointers than the other team does, like – how do you make up 27 points? It's really, really difficult. So I think there's a lot of things to look for in this game. And the main one is that Dallas plays a better game and they're able to hit more shots than they were in game one. Is that fair?
Oh, that's, yeah, look, that is absolutely fair. And here's the other thing that you and I both know, but we haven't mentioned yet. Like, Boston in game one did a very good job of taking away those little lob passes in the key that Luka likes to throw to Washington and the other bigs for easy baskets. And when you can get, if they can get that going again somehow, but Boston defended it pretty well, taking away those lobs, because look, Dallas was kind of like lob city throughout the Western Conference playoffs.
Yeah.
Boston kind of figured out how to take that away. And those big guys that we're talking about, these role players for Dallas, that's how they get confidence going in the game. They get a couple of lobs going, and they get a couple of easy baskets like that, and then they think they can score, and then that kind of has like a domino effect throughout the Mavericks and their starters and their bench, and the momentum changes. You know, so if they can get that going, if they can get Lob City going a little bit better, then they certainly have a much better chance at getting this game. But if Boston just comes out and they played them straight up, Andy. You watched the game. They pretty much played those guys straight up, and they switched everything. They were fighting over screens. You know, they were kind of letting Luka get a rhythm, but they didn't let anybody else get a rhythm. And you know, as great as Luka is, everybody needs the help. The superstar needs other people to come along for the ride. But if they can do that and just keep playing straight up, fight through screens, get the defensive boards, and Porzingis does what he does, then Boston has a very excellent chance of getting game two later today.
You know, like I said to you the other day before the series started, we're going to find out how good of a defender Drew Holiday is. We're going to find out how good of a defender Derek White is. The reason that Drew has struggled with other guys like Jimmy Butler is the fact that he's a little bigger, he's a little stronger, and he's able to, you know, take them down low in the block and this and that and the other. I think Kyrie is going to have to try some of that stuff. I'm really watching Kyrie today to find out if there is just such a mental block in his head with this team, or if he can get over that. And I think the best way for him to try to get over that is, I really think they need to go to Kyrie early in this game to try to set a tone that, look, we believe in you. You're our guy. You've gotten us to this point. Along with Luka, obviously. I mean, Luka's the most dynamic scorer in the league, if you ask me. But Kyrie is also extremely dynamic in how he gets it done. And I just feel like he was so rattled and so out of his game and so out of his element. They need to make it a way where he goes out there and he is feeling empowered by his coach and his teammates to go out there and do his thing. If he has a big game, I think that Dallas can go back 1-1.
Oh, absolutely. They can go back 1-1. I think a little bit of, you know, Kyrie and his struggles, you can make a little bit of an argument. Hey, the crowd has something to do with that. We all know what that Boston crowd is like. Like, it's, You talk about Philly, New York, and Boston. You're talking about three of the most toxic, you know, fan bases and crowds that can be. And even opposing players talk about that crowd and how they can overtake a game and really help that team win. So I think part of that the other night was also the crowd getting on Kyrie and him just I tend to agree. There's some kind of mental block going on. But I also agree with your assessment that if they go to him and he gets some easy buckets or he sees the ball go in, you know, from distance a little bit, that's only going to benefit them later throughout the game.
And they need their bench to come in and play a lot better than they did the other day. Hardaway's got to make plays. Like I said, Lively's got to show up. Green's got to make some plays. Kleber, who has back in this lineup, he's got to help them out, man. It can't be the Luka Doncic show and just Luka. Some people got to join him at the party, man. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll come back and do what we always do. It's called Parting Shot Time. So keep it close, everybody. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. You're hanging out with us here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A+ BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service, featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. That's 800-867-6917.
Welcome back in for the final time today here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson. I would be Andy Dorf. And just before we leave here, just going to give you an update. Alcaraz, Zverev in the fifth set, 2-1 Alcaraz right now, but he's down 40-15. Z looking to put this thing back on serve. And like I said, I see this one being a tight fifth set, and whoever gets it done is definitely going to earn it. Obviously, got to give people a quick update. The way to get at us, Mike on X, it's Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. And IG, it's the real Dorf on Sports there. All right, we do what's called parting shots. Mike, it's your turn, my friend. You are up.
Look, my parting shot goes out to my favorite basketball team in the world, the Boston Celtics, of course. Up one game and nothing in the finals. I am getting my nachos. I am getting my, well, water. I would not drink soda in this kind of heat. But I am certainly sitting there looking forward to see if they can get this banner number 18 for the organization. If they just keep doing what they did in game one, it'll go well. But that's why you lace the shoes up and play the game. But it's going to certainly be entertaining, and I'm looking forward to it.
All right, before I get to my parting shot, got to thank Robert on the other side for making it all possible in San Francisco at the network for us. And then obviously John Poulter for joining us in hour number one, talking baseball and NHL hockey. Look, my parting shot is, Dallas, it's time to wake up, man. You're in the NBA Finals. It's do or die time for the most part. You got to go back to Dallas 1-1. Being down 0-2 to this great Boston Celtic team could be extremely daunting. So Luka, Kyrie, Gafford, Lively, Hardy, all you guys, show up and ball out there in Boston and get this thing back to Dallas 1-1 so we have ourselves one hell of a NBA Finals. For Mike, for Robert, I'm the Dorfman saying peace. We'll catch you next week right here on the Dorfont Sports Weekend Edition. Have a great day, everybody. Take care.
To Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf. Till next time.